This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Tony.
What up?
Can you believe we've had 7 months without an NFL game?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, good thing that's over, because NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. That's ridiculous. So DraftKings is hooking up everyone with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. So download the app now and use code K100 to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly for just betting $5. That's code K100 only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting sports partner of the NFL. And the crown is yours. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8 H-O-P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resorts in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. ccdkng.co/football for eligibility. Terms and responsible gaming sources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility deposit restrictions apply. DraftKings is back, and I'm ready. I'm all in on it. Bro, it's an incredible betting app. It's got tons of options. I mean, it's awesome.
If you're into sports gambling, if you're into the NFL returning and all that, and you want to grab some bonus bucks from DraftKings, download the DraftKings Sportsbook right now and use the code K100 to sign up, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets instantly as long as you bet $5 or more.
And the great thing is you can bet right now on baseball. You know, we got college football and pro football coming up. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code K100. Boom.
But it's a good question. What is he the commander of?
I don't know, the space cadets. I didn't give him the name when I first saw him. That was his name, so he kept it. But yeah, I've always said he's too green, but that's what happens when you have a lot of buzz. They want to snap you up, you know, him, gravity. They're not ready, and he's far ahead of gravity. But he, you know, they're green. That's what you get.
Next is from the Sordid Gent, and the subject is All Out Overshadowed. Greetings, K100 crew. First mailbag question. I want to take the chance to thank you guys for the awesome content you guys provide as veterans. This includes you too, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
Fans to sit back and enjoy whenever we feel the need to. By the way, Mike Durbin sent me a DM of him taking pictures at the NWO show with an Addicted to the Blade shirt on. Oh. And Hugie sent me a picture of a shirt, a Crazy Eddie shirt.
Okay.
Somebody's wearing a Crazy Eddie shirt.
You just gave me two great things here. Mike was supposed to come on the show to review the NWA. That's been canceled today. Okay. And Hughesley, he's at 54,000. I'm kicking it up to 60.
Good, right. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
All right. The next Greetings K100 crew. First mailbag question. I want to take the chance to thank you.
Did you like how I laid down the law real quick, like D.I.?
They're good laws.
That was
thank you guys for the awesome content you guys provide as veterans. This includes you too, Joe. For us fans to sit back and enjoy whenever we feel the need. Now, straight to the point. All in London be one of AEW's biggest shows and wrestling's biggest heists. I mean, let's face it. They sold so many tickets without announcing a card. Totally put the fans in position of investment when it comes to risking their money like that. And then, not to mention, All Out in Chicago being a week after with only two matches announced as of this email. My question is, do you believe All Out is overshadowed by the success and intention of All In? And because of this, shouldn't Tony be worried about low ticket sales and pay-per-view buys for this? Much love. First of all, the one thing about the All In, that London show, they announced the attendance of, 81,000?
And change, yeah.
You can look at clips of Tyson Fury versus Dillian White, and it's 94,000 people there. It looked way more packed than that. Like, there were scatterings of, it was a massive crowd, right? But I'd be hard-pressed to think that was 80,000 people. Just, I don't know. It's I want to know what the number of people through the turnstile was, because they were selling.
Hasn't that been out yet by your boys, Feeney, Watson, and Eric, or whatever?
It's 81,035 is.
Yeah, but that's just what Tony's reporting there. I want to know if somebody can get the stats from Wembley, what the number through the turnstile was, because that did not look like 80,000 people, But definitely a big, massive crowd for them. I'm not we're just being nitpicky, but I would like to know what the exact number through the turnstile was, because they were selling, you get $125 tickets for $25 a day of the show.
But the difference if they sold 81,035? Who cares who shows up, right? They paid.
I want to know what the crew, because, bro, you can buy blocks of tickets on the secondary market, and you got to resell them. So that's my point is, I want to know who bought the ticket and went to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like tickets in hand through the turnstile, and I think that's your crowd.
Somebody sent me a picture, and I don't know if you got the same one, Disco, of there were certain areas where it was empty. It wasn't big.
But the areas where there were scatterings of people and stuff.
There were no people.
Yeah,
there were no people.
By the entrance or something, maybe, or on the other side of the entrance. I forget.
It wasn't packed. Definitely was not packed, and there was a lot of sections where there was a lot of empty seats. Now it's the 90,000 seats. It's almost 100,000,
right? I don't know if it was tarped off, or there were seats that people didn't buy. Is what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
Right.
Still, they did an incredible business.
I'm not doing it, but
neither am I.
Just for the facts going forward, I want to know who purchased a ticket and went through the turnstile and sat in their seat and watched the show. How many people? That's just for historical fact.
Where can we get that figure from? Do you know?
I mean, you have to go to Wembley or something. You're not going to get it from the wrestling.
Somebody's going
to
get it.
Well, yeah, maybe Brandon Thurston might get it. So
I'm putting my thumb on John Paz to get it.
Hey, all right, see if you can find that out. All right, next is from Sean K. Boise, and the subject is Disco is a K-pop fan. Get the suspension ready for this guy. Last Friday, a K-pop group called Blackpink was in Vegas for a concert, and the screen panned out to a giggly-looking Disco Inferno. Disco, can you confirm that you were at the concert of Legion? If so, are you a fan of NewJeans, ITZY, Blackpink, and Twice? I was at the Blackpink concert in San Francisco on Tuesday, and it was tremendous. From your friend from the 415. That's misinformation. That's a suspension. All right? I was not at the K-pop concert.
Right up the riff.
Congratulations.
Who the fuck said that?
Okay, let me ask you a question. What's the guy's name? Or non-binary
Sean Bossy
name?
Or something like that?
Sean Boise or Bossy.
Boise, yeah.
Okay, Sean Boise, not sure what your gender is, but I'll just kick it non-binary.
Okay.
How old are you, bro? Because I know these girls in the dress room, they listen to Blackpink. And when they've shown me the videos, it's like little girls with little pink ears, or I don't know what the fuck they are. Like shit that like a 7-year-old would wear. Okay. And it's like mostly little girls and teenage girls that I see in the audience. Why are you there? Are you? I will say this for Blackpink. Let me just say this for Blackpink. It's like the South Korean group.
Mm-hmm.
Disco.
Korean pop, yeah.
Right. But they speak really good English and they sing incredible, bro. They have like different ranges and they're very talented.
So you're the K-pop.
Because I wanted to use, they're talented. Talent is talent.
Yeah,
but I wanted to use some of their music. Well, like, what were the girls' names?
But let's be honest.
I'm going to tell you which one I'm a fan of. Wait a minute.
You said New Jeans, ITZY, Blackpink, and Twice.
No. Those are groups. I thought he said their names.
Yeah, he said group's name.
All right. I like one of them. I'm not sure what her name is.
I just want everybody from now on, when they hear K-Dog, associate that K-pop. With K-pop. Yes. K-pop. So you're like a Korean dog. You know, K-Dog.
Right. I like Korean music.
Yeah, right. What was that Gangnam song? Gangnam Style?
Yeah. Psy One or some shit or whatever his name was.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Okay, next is from, you don't like this guy, Codan. The right. Next one is from Bob Booby. The subject is Bob Booby. The subject is Blucha. Hola, K100 crew. Love the show. Keep up the good work or don't. Whatever. Feeny Weenie is my favorite. Especially do you guys treat him like dog crap. My pregunta is for Conan and DI. I see you guys got into it quite a bit over Lucha Wrestling. If I'm not mistaken, Disco has, almost like Jim Cornette, almost just like Jim Cornette, said something along the lines of, if you're in America, do American-style wrestling. Is that not like saying if you're going to live in America, you need to speak English? And why does Conan get so hot about it? It's like he's defending all Hispanics everywhere. Lucha is the shits just like the water in Mexico.
Just took a
turn. P.S. K-Dog. You frequently relish in saying that soon Hispanics will be the majority in the U.S. Be careful what you wish for. Have you seen Mexico and the rest of South America? There's a reason why they're all rushing to get into America. You ain't getting any good kidney dialysis down there. That's for sure. ¿Dónde está el baño? Lucha equals Speedy Gonzalez. Arriba, arriba. This is a kind of a little bit of a racist email, Cody.
It got there.
That's right. a little bit off color email here from Bob Booby.
Bob Booby.
Do you have any comments to make to Bob Booby?
Nah, zero. This guy's a fucking idiot. He's trying to troll
him?
Me.
We should suspend him for Do you like
his mom food that you can get pregnant during anal sex? Yes.
But by the way, I know all the pregunta means question. Okay.
Right.
Do that. And donde está el baño is where's the bathroom? Okay.
Right.
So I didn't see. I know a lot of Spanish. So people say like, I do know a decent amount of Spanish. So.
Right.
I can actually
order a male escort.
I'll say this too. I can read. Like, if you give me an article in Spanish, I can read it and get about 70% of it. Okay. But just by reading it. But if you're verbally telling me that, I can't really understand.
It's fast,
right. Right. But if I'm reading something, I can read enough Spanish to get a gist of what it says. So.
Right.
Hey, Conan, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan,
like
what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency. But there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire, so staff was short, so...
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting the commercial break.
Hey. Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan? Yeah.
Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10 plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, RetailSpace, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next is from our boy Jay Baca.
Yeah.
Lex going to give it to you. Greetings and salutations, K100 crew. A couple weeks back, there was some discussion about what music and Conan and Disco would listen to during workouts. My question is, did Lex Luger listen to DMX while working out, and did he ever find his CD?
Okay, this is based on a story I told when I was on the MLW podcast over 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm sure I've repeated it on our show early on. So when in the 90s, when you had all the hip-hop wear like FUBU and shit like that for the people that remember the 90s, and, you know, DMX was really hot and gangster rap was hot and all that shit. So that's all I listened to. And that's all kind of like the young cats were listening to. And so one day Luger shows up wearing a FUBU shirt, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And then he's like, hey, has anybody seen my DMX tape? And we always made fun of him because, bro, you know, he didn't listen to DMX. You know what I'm saying? But much love to our boy Lex anyways.
Next is some Hillbilly Money. Subject is bent marks and wrestlers. What's up, K100? Hope all is well. Been listening for some time on YouTube, and I love the show. Sometimes I don't think that people understand what marks really are and what wrestlers really are. By definition, a mark is someone who's the target of a hustle, robbery, or scam. The wrestlers, promoters, etc. are therefore the ones hustling the marks. Wrestlers and promoters are like old-school carnies. They go town to town and find marks to scam or use the internet as a tool to do so. I love wrestling, but I've found far more often than not the wrestlers are a lot like degenerate gypsies. So I don't spend money on them. Why? Because I'm not a mark. If you spend money on wrestlers, then you're a mark. There's no such thing as a smart mark, because if you spend money on them or obsess over them in any way, then you've been hustled and scammed. Watching wrestling is essentially free if you have cable and internet, so why give your money to people you don't know who don't give a shit about you and probably don't share your beliefs and values? Why do you care about them like that? Why do you idolize them and place them on a pedestal above yourself? Pro wrestling is like pro sports. It will never go under. There will always be more athletes than wrestlers. Stop being marks and giving your money to gypsies and carnies. K100, is my analysis of the relationship between marks and wrestlers basically correct? No. Okay? And let me tell you why. The mark comes from, if you had, for example, if you got like Raven comes to the the carnival, the what do you call them, the
venue?
No, the fair, the state, you know, like the carnies go in town, they set up a fair, they have the games you can play and win the prizes and shit, right? Now Raven literally didn't realize that we were playing, we went one time, we did a show at the fair, okay, the fairgrounds, and they had the carnival set up, and there was a game where you toss the ball and the ball would like go in the hole or like bounce off, right? So Raven like would spend money that he'd win like a small prize. Now you could spend more money to win the bigger prizes. Okay. So he would spend the more money to win the bigger prizes and the ball was bouncing all over the place. Right. And so basically right when we were done, Raven said, I basically just lost my payout. Like what he got paid to wrestle that night, he spent it all trying to win these prizes in the wrestling thing. Right. In the games. And I explained, like, I go, dude, I go, they obviously, when they gave you kind of like a ball that wouldn't bounce as much, okay, when you were spending the cheap money, and when you spent more money, they replaced it with the gimmick ball that was harder to throw in. Like, you got worked. You got worked at the carnival, and you're supposed to be one of the workers. And we laughed about it, right? Okay. So, but what they do was, back in the day, a guy like Raven, who was spending big money, one of the carnival people would like walk up to him and say, hey, how you doing today? And they would have like a little bit of chalk on their finger, and they would leave a mark on the guy's back. Okay. So when the carny people would see the guys with the marks, they'd be like, hey, come over here and try this game. You know, so like you see the marks, like the ones that are, the ones that are spending all the money, and you try to get them to go over there. But the marks are basically in the big picture are the people that are not working the carnival. They're the people paying the money. Okay, so right. So the concept of mark and people in the business is the marks are the people that pay the money to go to see the shows, and the people that aren't the marks are the people that work at the shows that go in the back door. You don't pay to work. You know, you're the one working the show. So it evolved over the course of time where basically the marks are the fans, because in wrestling we're not doing gimmicks. You know, you're not marking wrestlers. We're not playing games for you to win big prizes. You're just paying to come see the show. And so, okay, these are the marks, all right? So then that's all the word means, and that, as it gravitated to. So, no, I don't think like we're trying to scam people and stuff like that, especially in this day and age, in 2023, everybody knows it's a work, okay? But that's still the terminology that we use, marks and workers. You know, you're the worker, you're a mark. So it's like, and the marks, the fans kind of think that they're offended by that term. And it's like, dude, you're the people that are paying to come see the shows. It's like, you know, when you think that you've elevated to the level that you should be able to see the show for free all the time, or, you know, then come perform, learn to train, learn the business, pay to go to a wrestling school, and you're not a mark anymore. Become one of the workers. Right. But if you're not paying to do what we did to become workers, we were marks too. I used to go to professional wrestling at the Cobb Civic Center, the Omni Atlanta, Georgia. I'd pay the money, go to the ticket. I'd go sit in my chair. I'd watch the shows. I was a mark. Then I learned to go in the business. I learned to work. I got hired. I went and performed on the show, and the marks would pay money to come and see me perform. That's where the division, that's it. It's like there's nothing, you know, derogatory about it. It's like that's just terminology that we use, and like a lot of people get offended. But that's the thing. If you're paying money to come to the shows, you're a mark. If you're not, if you're a worker, you're the one performing for the marks. That's it. And it's a very simplistic definition, you know. And I don't know why people get so offended at this. Am I right, Conan? Or would you?
Well, the problem is that people don't want to be called marks anymore because they think it's derogatory, even though we kind of call them that behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, they want to be called fans.
Right.
That's what they are, right?
Right?
But at the end of the day, you know, the guy's his logic predicating on if you pay money to a wrestler, you're a mark. Well, then if you go to a concert, you're a mark because you paid to go into a concert, or you're a mark. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with you, my friend.
Right. All right. Next one's from Ben. Subject is Martian invasion. What's up, Disco? In a recent episode of Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, he revealed that Hugo Savinovich, we got to get him on to talk about this, literally pitched a Martian invasion on In Your House pay-per-view, including a UFO landing on top of Titan Tower. Do you think the IWC has a two-tiered justice system where you have been condemned falsely for decades for merely joking about the aforementioned alien invasion, whilst Hugo has gone unscathed for literally pitching the idea? Now, this is coming from Bruce Pritchard, So I would question the validity of the story. So we are going to, the next time he's on the show, we're going to go to the source. And Joe, remember this. Actually, Joe, mark this email and have this email so we can read it next time Hugo's on the show. Okay. But we'll just get that story straight from Hugo. But I would love to collaborate with Hugo on a Martian invasion angle. If we could let Conan.
Yeah,
me and Hugo collaborate. Booking,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And book a Martian invasion angle for AAA.
Right. Now, who would be in it? Yeah.
Well, for sure, Gravity.
That guy's tremendous. What a JoJo gimmick.
He would be the guy that
that's great. And he calls himself the astronaut of the fucking loot wrestling or some shit like that. My name is Gravity.
You actually have a Martian character. Okay, this character's from outer space, and the thing, let's say, for instance, is Satnam Singh. It's like 7 feet tall. It's coming out like, that's a mascot. Right. Literally, Gravity is backstage and going like, I got this. I've been on the Mars before. I know how to fight these guys. Right. And he does his Mars walk, and then the guy just picks up and chokeslams him.
Comes out now in a he wrestled QT Marshall on Friday for the AAA belt, and he literally comes out in a spacesuit, okay? And he does the spacewalk.
Wait
a minute. He does the spacewalk and he gets booed. I'm like, do you not watch your matches back and people are booing you? And so QT goes, what's your name? Or como te llama? I think he said it in Spanish. He was like, como te llama? He's like, I am Gravity. I am the astronaut of wrestling. I'm like, come on.
Backstage, he's
in the ring.
All right. Well, with a busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. We recommend here Factly, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. If you don't like to cook, you'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. So, Factor is like all the girls at our club like eat Factor. They work out, they're in fantastic shape, okay? Like tons of these girls, like you go in the when the girls are on their lunch breaks or dinner breaks and they're eating, I'm like, what is that? That's a Factor. Okay, they're like, all these girls are eating Factor meals. With Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Stick them in the microwave, 2 minutes. Heat and enjoy. Choose from 34 weekly flavor packed fresh, never frozen meals already eat in 2 minutes. There's a lot of different options too. We have a gourmet plus option, prepared to perfection by chefs already eat in record time. You treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, which I love, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. That's some good stuff. And if you're too busy running around all day, think about lunch. Keep your energy up with lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. Very easy. They're ready to eat when you're on the go, no microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, depending on what your diet is during the busy season, you can try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. So need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 54-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, potato bacon and egg breakfast skillets, or for an easy wellness boost, you can try refreshing beverages options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're busy, they offset 100% of the delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in all the meals if you're into stuff like that. So this September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals, enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're ready in just 2 minutes. They're absolutely delicious. There's no prep, no mess, no chopping up food. Just take them, eat them, and throw them in the garbage. So head to factormeals.com/K1050, that's K10050, and get 50% off. That's code K10050 at factormeals.com, FactorMeals.com, and /K1050 to get 50% off. You cannot beat that. That's 50% off. They're the only sponsor that we have ever had that is giving 50% off. You have to try this. It's delicious and it's easy, even if you like to cook. The Factor meals are as good as like the stuff you eat in restaurants. They're delicious.
DI, let me just tell you real quick. I had the green peppercorn pork tenderloin last night, right? All I did was pop a few holes in the package, cook it for 2 minutes, checked it, you know, stirred around, gave it another minute. It was ready, basically 3-4 minutes. I got a meal, and I got to be like, seriously, this tasted like, you know, a pork tenderloin that I bought from the grocery store and cooked. Like, it doesn't taste like your typical microwave type dinner. This stuff is very, very, very good. And I'm actually doing another order for myself right now.
Well, here's the thing, bro. Whether you're counting calories or you need extra energy, you need extra protein, they got you covered. On top of that, the great thing about this, you don't have to go to the store, mix anything, cut anything, you know, nothing. And the sauces that they use on their meats are ridiculous. And here's the other thing, bro. I'm a huge fan of their smoothies, and they're absolutely delicious. Just awesome. So check it out at a Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, how long did we suspend your dad for?
It was like a month.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been gone for a little bit.
Oh, he's back in the mailbag.
All right. So,
Joseph Feeney Jr. That's your dad, right?
Yes, it is.
Hey, the subject is masks and other
things. How come your email is JF Feeney Jr.?
No, well, mine's third.
Yeah, he's JF Feeney. This is Joseph Feeney Jr. This would be J Feeney Jr. Yeah. There's one initial missing. Joe adds another letter. He puts two F's. Joseph, yeah, JF Feeney. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hope you're all well, taking care of yourself, especially you, Conan. You might want to save this for K100 Talks, but my question is, with all the BS over COVID seemingly starting up again, will you resume wearing masks? Also, do you think it's an actual problem or just an excuse for mail-in ballots? One more question. With all the crap from the last election, do you think it's possible for a Republican to ever be president again? I dread 4 more years or less of senile Joe than 8 years or more of that cackling idiot Kamala Harris. Hope this isn't too long-winded. Joe, edit it as if you see fit if necessary. I tweeted out because, you know, they're trying to, bro, our media is terrible because they're trying to push COVID again. I want to read you something here. Okay. They said there's 3 new variants and stuff. You know, okay. So I'm going to Google new COVID variant symptoms. Right? These are the symptoms of the new COVID variant, right? Though data on the new variant is lacking, doctors are commonly seeing upper respiratory complaints like sore throat, cough, congestion, and runny nose. Meanwhile, other COVID symptoms like loss of taste and smell are less common with the new variants. All right. Sore throat, cough, congestion, runny nose.
So it's a weaker strain?
Do we really have to even call this COVID? It's like COVID is a cold. Like that's what it is now. It's like it's not death. It's not hitting people as hard as like it used to. It's when it, like, I can't believe they're really trying to push this again. And like, bro, we never masked for the cold and the flu seasons. If you want to, go ahead. Okay, if you want to mask, feel free. But if I look at a person, a healthy person, if you have underlying conditions, you know, and you're at risk and stuff and everything, okay, I understand. But if you're a healthy person and you literally want to walk through a day with your nose smushed up against your face and breathing warm air for hours on end, I don't know what type of person you are in real life, but I would not want to hang out with anybody like that. That's that scared of getting that you would put yourself through that much discomfort just because you don't want to get a cold. So, you know, it's whatever. What do you think?
COVID can obviously harm or even kill people that are immunocompromised or have breathing issues to begin with or asthma. But you know what else can do that? The cold
and the flu.
If you're immunocompromised, the cold can turn into pneumonia.
Yes.
And it can kill you. You know.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, being, you know, compromised.
I just can't believe that they would reinstate this after all the money that the economy lost, all the suicide rates, all the fucking, you know, just it was such an uncomfortable. And the thing is that now they're like reinstating it. I don't think it's in a lot of places yet. But imagine, like, you have the right not to mask, but there are businesses that you have to go into where you will have to mask. It's like, you know, let people fucking, you know, either, you know what I'm saying? Fend for themselves. I think we're kind of like got herd immunity with over 100 million, 200 million people getting the shot. And now there's variants. If you want to take them, I kind of got COVID fatigue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it was like fucking 3 years straight, bro. It wasn't even 2 years. It was more than 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I hated like being on a plane with that fucking mask off fucking trip.
Yeah.
It'd be very hard for me to get to do it again,
comprised. You're having people lower their quality of life, like literally breathing fresh air. You know, you tell me they'll put the mask on, don't breathe fresh air. I'm like, come on. It's like, you know, the whole messaging just of this just shows how terrible the media is. You know, bro, if you're going to start pushing COVID, tell the people what the symptoms are. Tell the people the risk. Tell the people, like, you know, to tell people things. Don't just say COVID's coming. You got to wear your mask. Okay, why do we got to wear the mask?
Right. And not only.
What's the risk? What's my risk factor here? What's, you know, because for I'm not going to be.
If you're 60, you know, if you're 60 and over, the risks are very high. If you're 5 and this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
tell people more information.
If
you're obese. Give
them more information. Yep. Okay. And, you know, because, like, you know, we're not stupid people. I went through 52 years of my life, you know, dealing with cold and flu seasons like everybody else did. You get sick, you feel like you're sick, you stay home. Period. You know, if you're really
sick from a cold, then go to the hospital, because that happened to me. You know, I had to go to the bro. It was really, really, really bad.
Right.
You know, I was really fucked up. Yeah. But yeah, so if you have cold symptoms, but they're more heavier than usual, like I was in my bed and I could not even fucking stand. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't normal.
Right.
I'm fucking shivering and shit. And they took me to the hospital. And yep, I had COVID and I had to be hospitalized.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, so if you have just cold symptoms, it's not that big a deal. Don't worry about it. Take cough medicine or whatever you got to do, bundle up. But if it's really bad, then go to the hospital and find out.
Well, here's what I'm reading too. But they don't want to let people know this. Bro, you can overload on vitamin C, and that's like the best way to get rid of this. Like 5,000 milligrams a day.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to take like 500 milligrams. Instead, if you just overload when you have COVID on vitamin C, it'll go away faster.
And it goes back to that old adage.
Right.
Yeah. And it goes back to that old adage, which always makes me pop. You know why there's no solution? Because there's no money in the solution.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like the pharmaceutical companies probably need some even more money now. You know, it's like,
incredible.
That's the most unbelievable.
You didn't fuck us enough for 3 years, dude, and fuck up the whole world's economy. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And plus, a lot of people now, they hear this and they kind of talk tough, like, I'm not fucking doing this and blah, blah. And friends of mine. So I'll say to them, okay, well, what about your kids? They can't go to school. Well, I guess they're not going. All right. What about when their sports teams won't let them play unless they have the new vaccine? You know, people got to judge it as it comes. But I think a lot of people are going to buckle again because they're going to be forced to, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
Disco, obviously you're not interested, but what if Sapphire's like, look, per Nevada?
Well, let me make a good point. I want to make a good point. Okay. And people say, oh, well, you think because you're, dude, where I work, we have people traveling from all over the world, okay, in all different parts of the country. It's like a hotbed for like cold and flu or sick, or you're getting sick.
Yeah.
Highly transmittable. People doing lap dances, you know, stuff you're
doing.
And bro, we're not seeing it. There's not a lot of people calling out sick. There's not, you know, say, I don't know if you people are saying like, oh, it's coming back. It's like, well, when it comes back,
right,
we'll know in our club first. Okay. Because like, if it's a problem, we're going to be having a lot of people out sick. Has not happened yet at all.
Yeah. You know, and that's, here's the thing. It isn't just the dancers and all that. Also at the Shake Shack, which employs 3 employees, okay, they haven't had no COVID either.
All right. Well,
suspend me. All right.
That's a cheap shot. Right.
Suspend me, Joe.
All right. So next is from
Joe's writing it down. Right. I admit it, dude.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with 2 different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, yeah, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
Next is from Dean Buckley, and the subject is soccer player gimmick. All right, boys. Dean Buckley from Cork City, Ireland. Has there ever been a soccer player gimmick? I'm not even going to go through the rest of this. Yes. What was his name? Aldo Montoya. Look it up, Dean.
Oh, that's when he had like a soccer ball mask, yeah, or some shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was a soccer kid. Aldo Montoya.
Yeah.
Next one's from Big Rig. Subject is DDP's tan. Hey. I was wondering why none of you guys back in WCW ever told DDP how to tan properly. He kept a decent tan, except whenever he would signal for the diamond cutter, his armpits would look like 2 glasses of milk. Did he not understand that he should lift his arms up for a few minutes in the tanning bed? A detailed explanation of proper tanning bed technique would be appreciated. I would also like to say that a few of the videos I've put together of making wrestling-inspired gym pants, Disco, Honky Tonk Man, Randy Savage, and Repo Man, that Disco was the most viewed. The man is still a draw. Very interesting from Big Rig there. I'm still a draw.
Yeah. And also, the Invisible Man figurine was quite the draw for Mass Republic.
Well, let me give you the proper tanning technique that I would use. Okay, if you were in the old-fashioned wolf tanning beds, I would lie down with my hands over my head for the first half, and then I would turn over and lie on my stomach for the second half. That's how I would tan.
Right.
Yeah. And obviously, Paige did not do that. He would stand with his arms at his side, so his armpits.
Right. Ridiculous. And also wear the goggles.
Why is Jared Aviat doing a second email again here? Let me look and see what the date of this is. This was the 28th and this was the 24th. So he sent one on the 24th and the 28th. So he knew he was getting 2 emails in. So we're going to suspend him. Let's suspend him for a week. Wait a minute.
You said you wanted to see this clip, right, Conan?
What is it?
Well, first of all, there's two emails here about Hannibal. So let's read these back to back. Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
Joe doesn't read the letters.
He sent a screenshot too. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me read the email.
Okay. So here's the thing, Joe. Let's see it real quick. I see what it is. It's a QT Marshall.
Let me read the email.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, K100 fan band. Oh, by the way, you're suspended for two emails this week, Jared. Hope you're all doing well. Just wanted to ask about Hannibal, a.k.a. the Stabber, guy that a lot of people online have been talking about recently, whether it be negatively or positively. Did you guys see that sadly he had a suicide attempt recently? He talked about it on his channel. He even showed his scars, which is gruesome to see. Feel bad for the guy or anyone in general who feel life is so hopeless that they have to think of doing that. Also, did you read the Dave the Penguin Penzer prior to this? Called out Hannibal for being a fraud and for other choice negative accusations. This is after Penzer watched the Abdul the Butcher episode of Dark Side of the Ring that Devin was on. That's Hannibal. Conan Disco, you were both interviewed by Hannibal, but also worked for a long time with Penzer WCW. What are your thoughts on this entire situation? What in the wide open plains is wrong with this guy Hannibal? Sounds like he has more issues than TV Guide. Curious to hear your thoughts overall, and thank you guys. Thank you very much. Regards, Jared. Hannibal was weird because he came across as a little slow, but he wasn't stupid. He talks slow, kind of like a punch drunk boxer, like from back in the day, like maybe that was it. But you could mistake it because of how weird the guy kind of was.
Just say Hughesley, and people will understand.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Disco. Sounds to me like what you're explaining is how you previously referred to most Canadians. So maybe he was just
He's Canadian too, so that's the thing. But
right.
But he was a very good interviewer. Like he's very kind. He has a lot. Like we did a long interview. It was like two hours or something. You know, like when he interviewed you, Conan, you could. Okay, this guy kind of is like this. You know, this isn't the.
Yeah, well, I got this is the thing I got from him. I didn't know who he was. You hooked me up with him. He didn't ask the same corny questions you get all the fucking time.
Right.
And he didn't seem to me like mentally challenged. He seemed to me like socially awkward.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's right. So Penzer.
And I didn't know he tried to suicide himself. And I don't know what his issue is with Penzer. I didn't read any of those tweets.
But he does bleed all over. He's a dirty, you know, he does blood matches. He bloodied up a referee. He said the referee was supposed to get blood. Right. He does the garbage wrestling stuff that I was not a fan of. But,
you know, you mentioned before, like, is that to correct? I've seen plenty of YouTube clips where they can't use the word suicide or killed. You have to use the term unalived.
Really?
What?
Yeah, that's YouTube's got some YouTube still censors everybody and their mother. It's ridiculous. So David Penzer tweeted on July 21st, never met a bigger loser posing as quote somebody unquote than this prick. I normally keep my thoughts to myself, but I've had enough. Penzer doesn't like this guy for some reason. So he thinks he's a fraud. And I'm like Penzer, what is the guy a fraud of? He's doing wrestling interviews. You know?
They must have had a personal issue from before.
I don't even think he is a somebody. He's a guy that's literally was a professional wrestler. He probably can't do anything else with his life. He's still trying to make a buck off professional wrestling by interviewing people.
Right.
I'm like, what's the guy supposed to do? You know, if he's interviewing people,
he was respectful. He was respectful. You know what I'm saying? He asked good questions. We don't got an issue with him. I mean, whatever mental health issues he has, I hope he, you know, we have a mental health line he can call, right, Joe?
Better help.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best for you, man. You know, overcome your problems.
Right. Boom. Next is from Matthew Lund, and the subject is Bucks versus FTR.
Let's play this QT clip that Conan wanted to see.
Well, and of course, you can't deny the man's a champion. Look at the colors he's wearing as well.
Hey, pasa.
Colors of the Mexican flag. Yeah. Johnny TV's joined us at the desk, but QT Marshall wants to address the fans here in Lexington.
Escúchame, por favor.
He speaks Spanish. Fluent. 6 years he's taken.
Mi nombre es QT Marshall. Y yo soy el campeón latinoamericano de AAA.
Yep.
I said I'm the champion of AAA.
The best band in Mexico.
Mucho gusto, señor.
Nice to meet
¿Cómo
you.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Thank you, Johnny.
Hello. I'm Grandi, the astronaut of wrestling.
Oh, inglés. Sí.
That's
Gravity, right. Tu hermano es bandido, that's... ¿no?
Oh, yes, San Bandido's brother.
Sí, bandido es el mejor luchador en el mundo, ¿no?
Bandido's almost as good as I am.
Two, not so much.
Oh.
All right. Cut this off. Bro, who are those jabroni announcers talking over these guys?
That's John Morrison.
He's in his group, the QTV.
Oh, he's in his group?
Oh.
Yeah, he should be. I didn't like him talking over that.
That's why I was putting him over, yeah.
That's Johnny Morris. That was the announcer that was doing that.
The astronaut of the wrestling. What do you think of that?
He's an astronaut. Okay, so the Bucks versus FTR. I've always been a big fan of when real-life problems are worked into storylines. Recently, Cash Wheeler was accused of wielding a gun while driving a road rage incident in Florida. But the publicly available information would make this a very difficult case for the prosecution to pursue. And likely Cash will be exonerated. With that in mind, do you think it would be in bad taste for AEW to work this into the current Bucks FDR storyline with an accusation that the Bucks put up a friend of theirs up to making the false allegation? No. Bro, but what they missed on this Bucks versus FTR storyline was the Bucks FTR is friends with Punk and the Bucks are friends with Kenny Omega and had the issue with Punk. They never even brought it up. And you could have. Punk wasn't involved in this. It was just the Bucks and the FTR guys. They literally had a good backstory there. They never brought it up. And this match was, the storyline for this was very flat. So, and I don't think you need to do the Cash Wheeler stuff.
Well, like, you're going to sit down, Disco, with all the experience that you have, booking, performer, all that, and tell me you weren't riveted by that sit-down interview they had with the four? Wait a minute. That didn't make you want to buy it? I'm just asking. Yeah.
No. All right. Next one's from Irony Mendoza, and the subject is Vikingo. Hello, Conan. You're one of my favorite wrestlers back in the day. Arriba la raza! Disco, you're one of my favorite things back in the day, so thanks for all the booty-shaking memories, and Joe, thanks for holding things down of the show. Only wrestling show I listen to. I don't even watch the shows anymore. Just listen to your reviews. What percentage of fans do you think that listen to our show don't watch the shows, but just listen for our reviews?
Well, Joe. We hear that a lot. So you know,
I do hear it a lot, but I wonder what the percentage is. Actually, start.
We're gonna poll. I'm gonna put a poll out.
No. We're gonna say this. If you're sending in emails, okay. At the end of the email, just type. Do you listen to the shows or just listen to? Do you watch the shows or just listen to the reviews? Or both. All right. I want to know what percentage that is. My question is, do you think Vikingo could get over better in the US with a different gimmick? Obviously, he's great in the ring, but his lack of character is only going to get him to a certain point in the States. And the fact that he isn't 100% fluent in English could only deter him. Possibly something like an early Sabu gimmick is suggested by Disco. Obviously, not many people in the US will understand he's a second Vikingo. So maybe giving him some character could help him out. AEW and AAA, not that he needs it in Mexico. Bonus question. What are the chances we can see Conan, Joe, or Disco do the famous gravity walk?
I know Joe's a big fan of the gravity walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll practice.
Keep up the great work from the one and only Irony Mendoza. I still think that you should wheel Vikingo out like a Hannibal Lecter character. He's got he's chained to like he's in police custody. You got him chained to a thing. He's got a mask on. You take the mask off and you unleash him, and he goes out there and starts doing all this crazy shit in the ring, flying all over the place, and the match lasts 5 minutes. Okay, and he gets all his shit in, and he's just like this, like a caged animal that you unleash into the ring, because I haven't heard the guy speak a word yet. So I didn't even, his you character can. Me doesn't even come across as, as able to speak. And if you presented him like that, I don't think he needs to speak. You could have a somebody speaking for him, but I think that'd be cool the way he performs, just a completely high-risk, crazy guy you just unleash, and he goes out there and does all his shit. But come out presented like a superstar with like Hannibal Lecter was wheeled in by the police that time. What do you think of that, Conan? Is there something to that, or is that out of bounds?
No, that's not a bad idea. I'd rather do with a heel, but I could see him getting over with that. But, bro... Right. Half the motherfuckers there have no character development. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this guy just needs a good mouthpiece or something wild like that. Bro, he's one of the number one or two most exciting wrestler in the world. You know, I mean, and they've done nothing with him. That's kind of their fault, not his.
Right.